You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 119. Boy, the question today is, do your friends and family run when they see you coming, afraid that you're going to beat them over the head with your network marketing business? My good friend Martha Finney, co-author of Best Worst First in Network Marketing, recently asked this question to me as someone she knows is struggling with this issue. What to do when your warm market runs when they see you coming? And I'm guessing this is because they don't want to hear about your network marketing business anymore. So in today's show, let's chat about some reasons why this might be happening and some steps that you can take to correct it and prevent it in the future. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. So today's topic is a juicy one. Do your friends and family run when they see you coming because you've overdone it with them in network marketing? We'll get to that in just a minute. But if you have comments or questions, tweet them to me over at Jackie Almer and let's connect and chat about it. You can also post questions on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth and at jackiealmer.com/questions. Now, I want to remind you that I have a full Inner Circle coaching program with an interactive forum and weekly live coaching calls that you can become a part of to help work you through some of the challenges like the one we're going to talk to or address today, which is, you know, your warm market and they run when they see you coming because you've overdone it with them and network marketing. I also get into all of the steps that it takes to build a successful business online using your blog and social media marketing, how to get that blog launched out there, a 12-week launch strategy to be successful, and more. So you want to check it out over at jackiealmer.com/coach. And remember, when you sign up, you get a free one-on-one coaching call as part of your membership to get you launched. We'll spend about 15-20 minutes going through your plan, your launch strategy, and how I can best support you in your journey. So let's get into today's show. Do your friends and family run when they see you coming? So the question that was posed really is there help for someone who lives in a very small rural community and says that people laugh at him when they see him coming? Well, first of all, I want to tell you it's not the size of the community, and it's something else that's happened that is creating this situation. And in this particular case, it appears that there's a church community involved, and so it can begin probably to feel like there's a bit of a saturation issue. If you've got a couple people in the church who are working together or all building the business, and they're at the same time, you know, approaching different people, sometimes, you know, that can be a bit of a challenge too. So, you know, you want to be careful how you work within some of this. You work through some of these challenges that we can often face because there can tend to be that myth of saturation, but really there's no such thing as saturation. So first and foremost, I want to ask you to think about this. Are you using good success language? That's such a key to success. Remember, the critical steps to success in network marketing are contacting, inviting, presenting, and following up. Let's just start with those first four. Then, of course, we have getting a new person started, promoting events, and some other things. But first and foremost, we have to contact, we have to invite, we have to present, and we have to follow up. And the reality of it is, if we drop the ball in any way in that contacting piece of it, then we're not going to get to those next steps because there's immediately going to be resistance and they're going to tell us no. Now, there are those examples, you know, you've heard it said, you can't do it right to the wrong person or wrong to the right person. And that very much can be true. So you want to make sure that you're using good success language. So I want to encourage you to sit down and think about what it is that you're going to say to contact people. And if you've struggled with the same challenge, what have you been saying when you contact people that's perhaps creating that bit of a feeling of a turnoff or whatever it is? You always want to avoid any kind of hype. Any kind of hype at all, you know, is a deal breaker without a doubt in your business. And many of us get into that. We get into hyping things when we get excited about something. And so we have a tendency to make things sometimes seem easier than they are, better than they are, and that type thing. So you want to avoid hype, which I'll get to in a minute. You want to avoid any kind of medical or income claims too, because A, this will get you in trouble with the FTC. And your network marketing company. And it's just not a good business practice, because the reality of it is we don't know what any product will do for another person. Even if we have our own great product experience and we have some medical condition that it's resolved, or we have skin issues that have been resolved, or weight loss issues, or whatever it is, we can only share the stories of how that's worked for ourselves. And we really can't make any claims to anyone else about what will happen for them, because the reality of it is we just don't know. And income claims are the same thing. You know, what one person does or doesn't do in network marketing, or does or doesn't earn in network marketing or online marketing or whatever, has absolutely nothing to do with what a person can or will do in the business. The beauty of our profession is that you can make more than your sponsor. You can go on to surpass your entire upline, or you can make less, which is a bummer, but it all really rests with you and only you. So if anybody's making it in your network marketing business, the important thing to note is that you can too if you just commit to the process. So those are some basic tips of good success language. Then the next piece of that is, are you selling people or are you sharing a concept? Are you solutions focused with people, and are you asking good questions? Or are you just grabbing people and taking them aside and saying, oh my gosh, Vern, you know, I know how we're going to make a fortune in this business. I've figured it out and I'm doing this, that, or the other thing, you know, whatever it is. So you have to ask yourself, are you selling or sharing solutions? And are you asking good questions? Before you invite someone to take a look at your opportunity, the contact piece of it is so important, because you want to make sure that you even have a viable prospect. If you're getting a very lukewarm or colder reception when you go to talk to someone, the timing just might not be right. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong or bad with your opportunity. It simply means that the timing is a little bit off for them. So think about that. Are you asking good questions? Are you opening the conversation with, hey, Vern, I have an idea I'd like to run by you. I don't know what your situation is, but I've started a new project. I'm kind of excited about it. I'd love your opinion and love to know who you think I might want to share this information with. People love to help. They really, truly do. And sometimes when we present this way, the third-party approach of talking to people, I can feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe it's not always natural to roll off of our tongue, but I promise you, if you practice it, and you think about what you're going to say, and you think about the way that it's going to land on another person's ears, you can develop this. Because using a third-party approach can be hugely successful for you in network marketing. Again, it takes the pressure off that person. They don't feel like you're coming directly at them to take a look. When you're not attached to whether or not they say yes or no, and you use good success language, you're not ever going to have to worry about them turning and running from you when they see you coming. So that really brings me to the next question, and that is, how many people really are we talking about who we feel are avoiding us? Often, I know for me, when I've heard this from people I've been coaching, when it comes down to it, maybe it's one person, and so we're making up in our mind that that one person represents everybody, because they must surely be telling everybody else to stay away from us, or if this person runs from us, then the next person's going to run from us because they're going to feel exactly the same way, or whatever it is. We definitely can have this tendency to make that kind of stuff up about other people. So my question is, could this be more made up than real? And are we allowing this to derail us from our end goal? Anytime we make things up, it stunts us. It keeps us in that stuck mode, and it stops us from moving forward to engage in that end goal, that solution that we're looking for, that resolution that we want, that lifestyle, whatever it is that we want more of or less of in our life, it derails us from achieving that. Then the next thing, and this is one that I really encourage you to think about, how have we been with our warm market and contacts in the past? Have we typically been known as givers or takers? So you want to think about that too. Or have we been involved in a lot of other network marketing companies and we basically have said the same thing over and over again? Hey, we're going to make a fortune. This is really it. We're all going to get rich. This product solves this. It does that and that type thing. When we tend to use that type of language or have in the past, it's no wonder that people kind of want to begin to run when they see us coming, because we're not being solutions providers when we do that. We're not asking good questions. We're putting our ego and our issue and our desires at the forefront of the situation, and we're not really making it about the other person. When you're a giver, you make it about the other person. You try to figure out how you can be a servant leader, how you can assist other people and, you know, really help take them to the next level. When you're a taker, you're looking at people as if they have a dollar sign stamped on their forehead. And, you know, that's not a good place to be at all. So really think about how you've been with your warm market in the past. And what you want to do is, if you can honestly identify that maybe you've been more of a taker, you want to take some time to rectify the situation. When you make that warm market list and you call those people, you can say to them, you know, I know you've heard from me in the past, and I know I've made a lot of claims and said a lot of things that I didn't live up to, but I've learned a lot since that time. I've been coached by some great people who've made amazing incomes, and I'm really super committed to finding out how to make this profession work for me. And so I'd really love your advice. I know you're not going to be interested, and I get that, but I'm just wondering if you'll take a look and give me some advice on who you think I might talk to, or how you think I might present this, or just share with me things that I said or did in the past that might have made you feel uncomfortable. Now, I know that you got to take, you know, you got to swallow a lot of pride and a lot of ego sometimes when you do this, but I promise you, if you're willing to do it, you will feel so much better getting out there and moving to the next level. You will feel such a sense of relief as you just make that first call and have that first conversation, and then make that second call and have that second conversation, or whatever it is that you do, those steps that you take, because you'll begin to feel better, you'll feel empowered, and you'll be amazed, most likely, at the response that you're going to get from other people, how appreciative that they are that you took the time to reach out and acknowledge that. You know, everybody loves an underdog who rises to the top. Everybody loves that person who becomes the stand-up guy or the stand-up gal. Everybody loves anyone who's willing to take responsibility, apologize, and then take steps to make things better. So any way that you can begin to rectify that situation and make things better, even if those people never end up joining you in your business, just to have them stop avoiding you and even begin to start asking you, so how's your business going? That is a huge step. Now, you want to make sure when you get them to that point of asking you that you don't, you know, begin to throw up all over them again about how great it is. Don't have the tendency to interpret that as meaning that they're interested in what it is that you're doing. And then finally, you know, if you feel that someone truly is avoiding you, walk right up to them and have some honest communication. Be bold if you feel that someone's reacting this way. Just open up some dialogue. You might say something like, hey, Joe, you know, I sense that you're avoiding me, and I just wanted to clear the air. Is something bothering you? Can we talk about it? Just ask it in that way. Don't say, is it my network marketing business, or have I offended you with network marketing? Don't put any ideas in their head. You be the one who's willing to be bold and put it out there, but also give them the opportunity to share honestly, and maybe it's not even that. You might be surprised. If you put that idea in their head, you know, chances are they might jump on that. So don't put the idea in their head, but just be that bigger person willing to start some dialogue and open the conversation and help rectify the situation there. I promise this will help you jump some truly huge hurdles. Now, the next question that you really want to ask yourself is, how do I feel about network marketing, really? What are those thoughts that I have around the concept of network marketing? What are the feelings that I have around it? How do I feel if somebody says to me, did you get involved in one of those? Is that a pyramid scheme or anything like that? Do you immediately feel that pit in your stomach? Do you get defensive? And it's okay to be honest about this. I was very defensive and very negative about network marketing for quite a while after I had even joined a company. I saw the power. I saw the potential. I knew that it was what could take me to where I wanted to be in my life and in my business. It could create a lifestyle business and an income that would allow my family to live very well and have a great life in terms of, you know, being non-stressed over money and having experiences. Certainly it's, you know, money doesn't make you happy or anything like that, but it can certainly create some better experiences when you put it to work in that way. So my question for you is, how do you feel really about network marketing? Are you proud of sharing with people what you've chosen to do? Or do you feel fearful and ashamed? You really want to spend some time to get to the bottom of this, because if you're feeling fearful, if you're feeling ashamed, if you're on the one hand feeling like you don't want people to know you got involved in one of those, I promise you something, that's coming through in the conversation that you're having with people. Even if it doesn't come through in the words that you speak, it comes through in the vibration that you send off to other people. And that really is everything. It truly is everything. So you want to really pay attention to how you feel about it and work to correct that. One of the best ways to work to correct that is to get to events. Surround yourself with other people. When you can see top leaders and top income earners, not even just from your own company, but from other companies around the globe, when you can see them thriving and having success, you really can begin to shift your opinion, because you can think to yourself, gosh, you know, if these fine, upstanding people with good morals and good values and great integrity see what I see in this profession and have gone on to be successful with backgrounds, everything from attorneys to insurance sales to stay-home moms to teachers to plumbers to everything under the sun, then you can do it too. And, you know, allow that to lift you up and not keep you closed into a small circle of people who at this point aren't indicating an interest in moving forward. So make sure you're very clear on your feelings around network marketing. And then another question to ask yourself, am I open to coaching? Remember, you have a sponsor and an upline who are highly committed to your success, because of course, your success is a big part of their success. And without a team, nobody is successful in network marketing. So ask yourself, am I open to coaching? Most of us have been there and done that. Most of us have shared many of the same feelings that anybody who feels that they're struggling with a challenge feels. And we want to share with you what we did to move beyond that, to push past it, to, you know, get over worrying about other people's opinions and different things like that. So make sure that you're open to coaching. Make sure that you're open to taking the advice and the counsel of your upline. And then ask yourself, how committed am I to staying stuck? To staying feeling this way? And how committed am I to achieving my goals? You know, there's that saying that everything great happens just past our comfort zone. So what you've got to be willing to do is you've got to be willing to push, you know, push on that imaginary bubble that's keeping you stuck, that wall that's keeping you from stepping beyond your comfort zone and getting to where the real fun and the action is. Remember that success and courage isn't necessarily lack of fear. In most cases, it's not. Courage and success come from feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Pushing ourselves to step beyond that. Asking ourselves, really and truly, what's the absolute worst case scenario? What could really happen to me if I stepped out a little bit and got outside my comfort zone and took some action? Because remember that ultimately, it's our feelings that drive our thoughts. So we feel something first, and then we make up some thoughts around it. And then those thoughts are what drive our actions. If those thoughts are going to be pain, we're going to refrain from taking action. If those thoughts involve pleasure, then we're going to be more inclined to take those actions. So our feelings drive our thoughts drive our actions, and that is ultimately what's going to create the results that you experience in your business. So if you're having bad feelings, that's going to equal no actions and no results. If you've got good, strong, committed feelings, that's going to equal massive action in the right way and create those good results. So here's some action steps that you can take as we end the show. First of all, look at your relationship with your social and warm market contacts. Make sure that you've taken some time to write down your list. Get that written list down on paper, and then look at your relationship with those individuals and ask yourself, do I have a good relationship or a bad relationship? Have I been a giver or a taker? Then spend some time developing your success language. You can go to streetsmartscripts.com and get my entire scripting language, audios, ebook, and emails that you can use to reach out and contact people to really develop what it is that you want to say that's going to be successful. And then begin to get comfortable with using the third-party approach when you talk to people. Okay, take the pressure off of each individual and ask them, who do you know? Say, I realize that you're super busy and this is probably not going to be something you're interested in, but who do you know? When you take the pressure and the focus off of them, they're very often much more open to taking a look. And then if they are interested, they will raise their hand and let you know. Focus on being a go-giver and open up those lines of communication. If you truly feel that someone's avoiding you, open up those lines of communication. Be a bigger person. Be bold. Step outside that comfort zone and watch what happens. And then be proud of our profession. Okay, work with your feelings around the concept of network marketing. Get clear on what those are and learn to develop some genuine pride in our profession. And of course, be willing to accept coaching and help, because again, most of us have been there and done that, and we've struggled with the same things that you are, and we truly are committed to helping you push beyond that. Today's iTunes shout out goes out to Brad Polina. Brad says, I'm a longtime listener of Jackie Almer, and all I can say is her content is a plus, 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 plus. 8 pluses. Brad, thank you so much. He says, she's the real deal. You will love the podcast. Give it a listen. You won't be disappointed. Well, Brad, thanks so much. And I hope you haven't been disappointed. And I hope anybody listening today has found some value. Brad's been entered into a free month drawing of my Inner Circle coaching program. And if you'd like to be entered, just leave your review at iTunes, jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. If you win, you're going to get one free month of all of my Inner Circle coaching training. You're going to learn how to set up your entire social media business presence, from your blog to social media content, search engine optimization, all different things that you need to be successful, as well as an entire program on network marketing, your 30-day business launch, and all of that. You can go to jackieelmer.com/coach to learn about it. You'll find today's show notes at jackieelmer.com/119. And I love hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the podcast, send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Post it on my Facebook wall, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Or ask it over at jackieelmer.com/question. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. I wish you good luck in your business, and I wish you the most success with making sure that your warm market never runs from you when they see you coming, if you've talked to them about network marketing. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.